With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. The United States and Israel have launched military strikes against Iran. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The United States military began major combat operations in Iran.
President Trump announced the military action after weeks of a U.S. military buildup in the region and the failure of recent nuclear talks. In a video statement, he called on the Iranian people to seize control of their country from the Islamic regime.
When we are finished, take over your government. It will be yours to take. This will be probably your only chance for generations.
The president also warned of possible American casualties during the combat operations. Greg Clugston, Washington.
University of St. Andrews Strategic Studies Professor Phillips O'Brien says the answer to a key question should come soon after the military operation ends.
Have they been able to devastate the regime to the degree that the regime's rule is threatened and the leadership has, say, been decapitated? That is something we should know in a few days, whether they've gotten that part of the operation under control or not. If, you know, within a week they have not gotten rid of the regime, the regime is still there, the military is still loyal, and the Iranian people have not risen up, then I think we can say they had not done their preparation.
World leaders have responded cautiously after U.S. and Israeli strikes on Iran raised fears of a wider war. Saturday, European leaders held emergency meetings and moved to protect citizens in the Middle East. Britain, France, and Germany urged the U.S. and Iran to restart talks. They condemned Iranian attacks in the region. The European Union calls the situation perilous and urges restraint. This is SRN News. A new poll charts faith and education.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that the religious communities whose members are most likely to have at least a bachelor's degree are Hindus. 70% of them have a BA or more, followed by Jews at 65%. The survey also finds that 44% of Muslims have a degree, as do 40% of mainline Protestants. Only 29% of evangelical Protestants have a bachelor's, along with 24% of black Protestants. Michael Harrington reporting.
Support for capital punishment remains fairly strong in the U.S., even though nearly half of the states have outlawed it. According to data from the Public Religion Research Institute, about two-thirds of adults believe that it is acceptable for the state to execute a person who has been convicted of murdering someone. Amongst religious people, almost 80% of white evangelicals support capital punishment. This is SRN News. Elon Musk shut down unauthorized Russian access to Starlink in early February at Ukraine's request, causing a sharp drop in the number and accuracy of Russian attacks. Correspondent TBD reports.
The move created battlefield confusion among Russian forces, enabled Ukrainian cyber operations to exploit the disruption, and left Russia scrambling for less effective communication alternatives. Ukraine's defense minister had appealed directly to Musk, leading to a whitelist for Ukrainian terminals and denial of service to Russian units.
Russian soldiers reported total loss of internet connectivity, leading to reduced offensive capabilities and, in some areas, retreats. NASA is revamping its Artemis moon landing program. NASA's new administrator announced the shakeup in the flight lineup Friday, days after the space agency's new moon rocket returned to its Florida hangar. More details, SRNNews.com.